God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for the miracle seed. Know that this seed shall cause you to come into a season of a harvest and a new beginning. Shopping around technology is going to be very favorable for thee. For the Lord says, I have gifted your hand. I've gifted your hand. And you're going to find that you're going to touch the lives of many, many, many people. And you're going to expand even in the areas of technology, internet, and computers. For the Lord says, in this month of September, between now and the 26th of the month, it's going to be a time for you to begin to learn some new skills, a time to also begin to expand your intellectual horizons as well. Now, I also begin to feel that the Lord says you might even begin to explore some new areas, because you might be dealing with political matters, or political could also be areas of work. The church can also be political, but it seems like you're going to be standing up for some rights or some things or matters of importance to you. It's also a time of spiritual growth, a time where you're going to deal with philosophical topics as well. And you may feel a little bit edgy or restless on the 8th, so use wisdom in that, because you could end up saying some things out of being over exerting yourself, mental exhaustion, or you could feel stressed. And yet God says, stay in his presence, read and study and stay in prayer to begin to help you alleviate the tension. Now, I can tell you from around about the 5th to the 29th, it's going to be a time where you're going to, will you be able to acquire loans during that season, because the Spirit is going to help you to acquire loans, or you're going to have the ability to begin to sweeten your intimate life as well. Around the 13th to the 26th of the month, is going to be an excellent time to do some networking as well. And you're going to find that it's going to be a season that's going to give you the energy to pursue your goals and to begin to activate some new things in your life. And I also heard God say, if friends or associates want too much, God says you need to begin to set some boundaries to protect yourself, because the takers are going to be around you trying to drain you, to drain you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but also financially. So the Lord says, set some boundaries, and that's going to be key that you do that. Say it, the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you. And I hear the word of the Lord say to you in this month of September, and I so agree with his grace. For Father God said, this is the season to plan financially. For Father God said, this is the month when you're going to get some of your financial questions answered. Father God says, write it down and make it plain in this season, and he's going to clear up some confusion and conflict concerning financial matters. I also hear Father God saying, this is the month to begin to ask, and it shall be given. Knock, and the doors have been opened. But Father God says your personal freedom is coming forth in a new way and a new dimension. I do hear Father God saying new information, right information. And I hear Father God says anything that has caused conflict over the month, Father God is addressing this month. So Father God says this is the season to gird up your loins concerning your faith and begin to move on what God has ordained for you. And I further hear Father God saying, the genius in you is emerging in a new way, in a new dimension. For Father God says, what seems peculiar, unusual concerning you, Father God says, my people are peculiar people. Father God says, begin to celebrate life, begin to celebrate yourself. And I do hear Father God saying, concerning relationships and partnerships, this is the month where you're going to come face to face with a favorable outcome. And I'm just hearing Father God saying around the week of September 13th, Father God says this is the season that you're going to begin to regroup, go within, and you're not going to do without new meditation, new prayer, new health, and new vitality. And that is the word of the Lord.
My God, my God. Listen, friend, stay tuned as the prophetic team is about to come forth and give you what thus saith the Lord. I'll be right back. God bless.
And the next person we have that is documented is he. What is the word of the Lord to Sister Marsha McGee? Excuse me, Prophetess Marsha McGee.
God bless you, Prophetess Marsha McGee. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be some sort of communication that you're going to be involved in. God says that there's going to be partners coming your way. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be great opportunities as well. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Marsha. I just hear God saying that this is a time that you're going to get before him and get in study to show yourself approved. I see the book around you. I see you gathering truth and revelation knowledge from the Word of God. And it's almost like you're in preparation to bring forth God's word through ministry to the community, to those in the community. And God says the leadership skills and abilities he's placed within you is coming forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
And Prophetess Marsha, I can concur with the prophet, for God calls you to the deep ministry, to the deep mysteries, and he's giving you a gift to fish for men, oh God. And he also covers you with his blood in this season, and even with divine protection. He gives you favor in administration, favor in legal matters, and that is the word of the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Prophet Marsha McGee. I see you walking with partners. I concur with the prophet that there are partners coming your way that are going to be in agreement to what God is showing you what to do. And in that agreement, it says, how can two walk together except they agree? So in this partnership, God wants you to be sensitive and mobile to the people that are about to come into your life. And it's going to expand the ministry God has called you to do. And that is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. And I so agree with the word of the Lord that has been spoken, Prophetess McGee. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season of the test before the blessing. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to review, review and review. I'm looking at documents. I'm looking at deeds. I'm looking at leases and different documents of that nature. And I just hear Father God say, review, review, and review again. For Father God says, you are in the season of preparation. Father God said, this season, over-prepare. And woman of God, I see something with overseas travel. So Father God says, prepare your passport and your taxi suitcase for overseas travel. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless Sister Marsha. Pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord. Also, the word that was given to you live on the conference call, a powerful anointing, a powerful season, right decisions shall be your portion. Power, power, power that will allow you to manifest some new things in your life. Power, power, power that will cause some amazing things to show up in your life. And you're going to have the power to do that. For the Lord says, I surround thee and I cover thee. And you're going to see that your gift is going to make room for thee, woman of God. God says, worry not nor fear, but know that all things are into divine order. For the Lord says, this is a season where I will raise thee up. And as you use the anointing I have placed upon your life and let go of worries, even concerning money, all shall be well. Now move in faith and move in authority, for my gift is upon thee, Prophetess Marsha McGee. Something of an inheritance I see around thee, and that is the word of the Lord.